Friday afternoon, our last edition of Open Mac this week in between doubles. Today, you guys went out this morning and worked for a little while, and then you'll go back out this afternoon about 3:15 for session number two leading into tomorrow's scrimmage. So an important, well, really 24 hours for you in the next 20, you know, the next 24 hours.
No doubt, Tom. This is huge in the fact that they're tired. And to do 2 days and then go back out and scrimmage, you got to be a tough guy. And, again, I think this team's got a really good chance because they've tried every day. And that's one of my rules. You got to try. You're not always going to be good every day, but you got to try every day. And we had a decent practice today, typical for practice number 13, your third doubles, and hitting it and getting it.
You get a good sense on somebody's ability to be mentally tough if they're tired and exhausted, and then they got to practice this afternoon, and then they got to scrimmage tomorrow.
There's no doubt about that, my good friend. You get a good gauge of who's mentally tough and who's not, and there's a saying that's pretty good. Fatigue makes cowards of us all. Someone great said that. I don't know if it was General Patton, but someone said that. And you got to go out there and you got to keep going.
What do you look to get out of tomorrow's scrimmage? At the end of the day, you want to have seen what?
At the end of the day, I want to see if we can function day 14 of the grind and make it look like football. We want to see who can line up and make plays under pressure without coaches on the field and try to make it as game-like as we possibly can. We got the officials coming and everything else. So I want to see that it looks like football. Can they handle the heat?
Let's move to our next position. We'll go back to the defensive side of the ball and talk about linebackers. One notable absence in the linebackers will be the graduation of one Jeff Marino, who's been in New Britain all his life, but he's been here for the last 4 years and a staple on that defense for you.
No doubt. Jeffrey Marino is a wonderful, wonderful person. He's now a college graduate out chasing his dreams. He's going to be very successful.
I've seen him here a couple times already.
He has. In fact, he spoke to the freshman orientation. And Jeff, Dominic Rose, and Mike Allison, and Alondra Rush spoke to the freshman at orientation, which I thought was excellent. So, yeah, we're going to miss him. Like I told him when I saw him, I think it was the middle of last week, I said, you know what, it's weird not having you out here, but it's life.
Let's talk about the guys who will see out there this year and start with some of the returners.
Well, the leader of the gang is Isaiah Bodie, another New Britain young man. In fact, he entered at the same time that Jeff Marino did, but happened to redshirt. Isaiah is on task to graduate here in midterm in December, and we're excited for him, and he is the definite leader at Mike linebacker. And then you have Lorenzo Baker from Middletown, Connecticut, who's been a staple back there. He was a Phil Steele first-team all-conference pick. Feel really good about Lorenzo playing well. And then you got Lawton Arnold back at linebacker, doing well. Really, really excited about him from Simsbury, Connecticut. And a guy who's had a great camp is DJ Radich. They have a really, really good competition going there, and DJ's done very, very good. And he's from Michigan. And then you got Pat Atkinson from Stanford, Connecticut. Pat's missed the last couple practices because of an injury. Not serious, but something that we got to be cautious with. And he'll be back next week. And feel really good how Pat was doing the first week. And then Andrew Clemson had a great camp from Pomparock. Feel really, really good about Andrew. And then you got David Rose from West Haven. And he went to Notre Dame High School down there in West Haven. And David's done well. And I'll tell you, a guy who's been a non-scholarship player here who's had a great camp and looking to play this year is Chris Cefedo. Came in, passed his run test, had a great summer. Really feel good about Chris. He went to Cheney Tech over there in Manchester, Connecticut, and he's had a good camp and feel good about Chris. And Justin Birkenholz has had a good camp. He missed a couple days because of injury, but he's back and he's been flying around. And Justin's down there from Florida, Fort Lauderdale, doing well. And then Elijah Yop from New Britain. What a pleasant surprise. He came here, was here this summer, was in a program here at school, and he's done well. And then we have Jared Atkinson. He's from Boston, Mass., and he's out there doing well also.
There's only, and for those people who actually listen to what we do here, you know, you have a board in your office that has these guys in there. I mean, you could rattle them off all at the top of your head, and I know you can't see their hometowns from as far away as you are from the board. But there's only one guy listed in green up there, and green is your senior class.
Correct.
So, you know, and when you look at the defensive backfield, which we talked about a few days ago, there's also only one guy in green. Now, when we get to the defensive line, it'll be a little bit different. But, you know, your defensive backs and your linebackers, for the majority of those guys, they are experienced, but they're not, you know, they're not all four-year seniors. I mean, these are guys who have played from the get-go. When you talk about somebody like Lawton Arnold, he's played all over the place. How important is it to have experience, but, you know, these are guys that they're experienced, but they're still going to be here as this program evolves?
It's huge, and it's very, very important. The thing that they got to do now is settle into being leaders. Lawton was freshman of the year in this league. Last year he had 5.5 sacks, a bunch of tackles for losses, playing defensive end. Returned a kickoff for a touchdown against Mammoth. Lawton's got a ton of ability, but now he's, as I said all along, Lawton, Lorenzo Baker, DJ Radich, those are the guys in yellow that are juniors, have to step up and be leaders. And then you got Pat Atkinson and Andrew Clements, both played last year on special teams as true freshmen. They got to step up and become the next Jeff Marinos down the road. That's what they have to do.
You mentioned those guys coming back to talk to at freshman orientation. What message do they send to the kids who are just entering this program for the first time? And I mean, these are four guys who have seen unprecedented success here when you talk about number of wins, number of championships, the expectation to be successful, because that wasn't always here. You know, prior to 2004, and even in just the last couple of years, that expectation to be successful was not always here. What message can those guys give to the freshman class?
Be proud to be a Blue Devil, Blue Devil Nation. And they were all proud of the new branding, all four of those guys. They were a little bit bummed.
They better be.
They weren't here when it was here. They got their shirt, but they were. They believe in Blue Devil Nation. The other thing, Tom, they were great students. They're men of great character. And one of the reasons why we've won here is we've had men of character. They got it. They did it right. We laid out a recipe, but you've talked to them all. You know what type of people they are. They get it, and they did what they were supposed to do. And now those younger guys have to do that. Isaiah Bodie does. Lorenzo Baker does. Lawton Arnold, Radich does. You know, they just got to step up and become not just an average guy. They got to become the special guy. Anybody can be average. You want to be special. And if you get that character and that work ethic on and off the field and in your social life, you're going to build champions. And that's really what it is. And I always say this, the best team wins, not the most athletic team wins. The best team.
And I think those four, not to harp on people that aren't here anymore, but those four, they stand out in my mind, not only because of their success, but because of what happened in January with Rich Roycer and everything they went through and how they led this team, even though they were done playing, how they led this team through that in January. And I think to model yourself after those four guys and become the people that they showed that they were in January, you can't go wrong.
No. You are so right, my friend. They all have job. You're exactly right. And they're special.
Now we just have to find the next ones, the ones that are going to...
Well, I can name, I can rattle some that are...
We have a set of captains this year that I think are ready to take over and do that.
No doubt.
For those teams. All right. Well, good luck at practice this afternoon. Scrimmage tomorrow. We'll get the full rundown on Monday when we do our next edition of Open Mac.
Fire it, baby.
Thanks.